Cash accounting. The cash accounting scheme is a valuable concession for small businesses. If the taxable turnover of the business does not exceed $1.35 million a year, a business can use the scheme without reference to HMRC. The business issues tax invoices as normal to other registered businesses, but only has to account for VAT when and to the extent that payment is received. The scheme therefore provides a cash flow advantage, which can be considerable, depending on how long customers take to pay their bills, plus the business receives automatic bad debt relief. If a business never pays the bill, then the business concerned does not have to pay the VAT to HMRC. However, the advantage is offset somewhat by the fact that under cash accounting, a business cannot recover input tax, that is VAT paid on goods or services, until the bill is paid. The scheme is therefore probably most useful to businesses selling services rather than goods, as service businesses have relatively low input tax levels. A business can combine use of the cash accounting scheme with the annual accounting scheme. The legislation is in Part 8 of the VAT regulations. Public Notice 731 includes all the details of the scheme. Some elements have the force of law. The key rules are as follows. The scheme can be used if there are reasonable grounds for believing taxable sales are less than $1.35 million a year. The business is up to date with its VAT returns. Then the business has not in the previous year been convicted of a VAT offence. A business must withdraw from the scheme if taxable sales, including sales of any assets, in the previous four VAT quarters have exceeded 1.6 million. If the sales increase is exceptional, then on application to HMRC, HMRC may allow the business to stay in the scheme. The date on which the business becomes liable for VAT under the scheme is the date payment is received in cash or by cheque, or if the cheque is post-dated, the date of the cheque. Credit and debit card vouchers have to be accounted for on the day they are signed by the customer. The date for recovery of input tax is the date on which cash is paid or cheque is posted to the supplier, or if post-dated, the date of the cheque. For credit and debit card payments, the date is the date of the payment voucher itself. On starting the scheme, the VAT records must differentiate between payments received against invoices as VAT already accounted for under the normal VAT accounting rules, payments for invoices dealt with under the scheme, or VAT will be paid twice. The normal requirements for records, including lists of sales and purchase invoices, still apply. Invoices are still issued as normal. In addition, a cash book should be kept summarising payments received and made with a separate column for VAT. Detailed copies of dated receipts for any payments to suppliers should be retained and stapled to the invoices. If a business leaves the scheme of its own choice, or because the sales exceed the scheme limit, VAT has to be accounted for on all outstanding invoices to customers. An immediate offset can be made for any debts over 6 months old under the rules for bad debt relief. An offset can also be made for input tax on invoices from suppliers which have not yet been paid. This, of course, is subject to the bad debt relief rules.